responsibility. I think that when voters elect us, you know, they basically say, Senator, we don't know all the ins and outs of what's going to go on back there in Washington, D.C., but we want you to do the right thing. That's what we want you to do. Do the right thing. Just don't do something nutty or crazy. Just basically do the right thing. Most people just, you know, they give us a lot of latitude so long as it kind of sounds right, it fits right, it smells right, and really is right. You know, Mr. President, I got to tell you, it does not sound right. It does not fit right. It does not smell right. It does not seem right for this body to confirm somebody who will not answer any questions and who will not give us relevant information and who has no prior history, so it's hard for us to know. I'll bet you this, Mr. President, I'll bet you many down that Justice Department and others, perhaps in the White House, sat down with Mr. Estrada and asked him a lot of questions. I bet he gave him a lot of answers. I'll bet there's somebody in this operation who is supporting his nomination in the executive branch who knows a lot about this, Mr. Estrada, had long conversations with him. If they do, which is proper, entirely proper, in fact, it's imperative and it's an obligation they have to ask him questions, particularly before the president suggests a nominee to the D.C. Court of Appeals. If they do, so should we have the information in the United States Senate. We have an equal responsibility to know how he feels about certain issues.